Merv made sure I understood that those few bad samples had been set aside for destruction after undergoing stricter testing than they're required to do by law. And hey, the contaminant was discovered in only that one small batch. In Merv's unbiased opinion, no other product or sample was ever contaminated. The Peterson facilities are pristine, sterile, unsullied. Uh-huh. I did my job. If Peterson decides to go ahead with a lawsuit, I'm almost certain my firm will be chosen to represent his company. I just hope someone else is assigned to the case, because in my heart, I know Merv Peterson is scum. He's the kind of guy who would piss on his factory floor if he could get away with it. I'll do my best to convey my opinion when I report what was said at dinner, but how can I justify rejecting a lucrative client just because talking to him spoiled my appetite? I dropped Merv off at his hotel downtown, and only then, still at curbside, did I remember to check my phone. I flicked it on and saw I had a call from, of all people, Cecilia, the diva with no last name. Because let's be honest, a last name would make her an ordinary human being like the rest of us. Cecilia never calls me. We only agree on three things. We're both Democrats. We both love Robin and my kids. We dislike each other. Cecilia is the only human being who can reduce me to muttering under my breath, and tonight was no exception. To what do I owe this honor? The sentence emerged as one long word. I scrolled through my recent calls, but there were none from my wife. I thought maybe Robin had called to provide clarification or warn me what was coming. I did see an unfamiliar number with a Virginia area code, and hoped Peterson hadn't gotten up to his room and remembered something else he wanted to discuss. I considered ignoring Cecilia, but I know her too well. She'll continue to call until we finally speak. Cloudy skies had just turned to rain, and I didn't want a conversation on the road during a storm. For the most part, I don't think phones and cars belong together anyway. That makes me hopelessly old-fashioned, but I can live with it. Cecilia answered immediately. How is she? For a moment, I wasn't sure who she was talking about. How is who? The pause was pregnant. You don't know, do you? What, Chris? You haven't checked your phone all evening? I turned off the engine. How is who? Robin was in an accident tonight. For a split second, the world went white. I wondered if I tossed my cell phone out the window, would everything immediately return to normal? I would drive home. Robin and I would probably argue, and I would go to sleep with her fuming safely beside me. I pulled myself back into the moment. What happened? Is she okay? She's at the Innova-Loudon Hospital, where you should be. I'll be on my way there as soon as I make arrangements, but the doctor says she's going to be all right. Moderate to severe concussion, dislocated shoulder, maybe mild whiplash. They want to keep her a night or maybe two to do more tests, as a precaution. I'm no expert, but that didn't sound too bad. My heart began to slow. Do you know what happened? She was in a car with three other women. She had that dinner. I wondered how Cecilia knew about Robin's dinner. Go on. The police think the driver of the car that struck hers might have had a heart attack at the wheel. He ran a stop sign and hit the passenger side of Robin's car. He died. Robin was driving? No, the car she was riding in. Somebody named Gretchen was driving, and she was injured too, but not badly. So was a woman named Margaret. She was taken by helicopter to a trauma center. I knew these women, had known them for years. My heart began to speed again. You said four. Talia was in the car too. She paused. I'm sorry, Chris, but Talia was killed. She was sitting in the death seat. Death seat? Passenger seat. That's what Donnie calls it. I don't remember exactly what I thought next. Maybe that tonight Michael Weinberg was trying to deal with the worst news of his life. That the unidentified call on my phone was probably from the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office or the hospital where Robin had been taken. That my children were now at home with somebody, who? And I needed to get to them immediately. That my telephone had been turned off while all this was happening because I'd had an argument with Robin. And finally, that my wife, who I have loved since the first time I saw her taking photographs across a crowded room, was in a hospital.